Chayim Chavishal Bavos, Orlu Yudal, Orlu Yudal Tziva. Okay, there's a very complicated halachas about when you take bread and you change it.
If you cook it, if you fry it, if you make French toast, if the pieces are bigger than a kazayas, smaller than a kazayas, a lot of different scenarios. So we're just going to learn tonight two of the scenarios, and that's if you have crumbled up matzah, or challah for that matter, pieces less than a kazayas. So at this point in time, when no other processing happened to it, then even if you crumble it up into a very fine flour, it's hamotzi. We're talking about matzah, we're talking about challah, we're talking about it's already been baked, it's already been made into full-fledged bread, and now you crumble it up, so that's rather not complicated. You just have to remember it's hamotzi no matter what, even if you made it into matzah mel. If it's edible, of course. Now, what happens if you... So tonight I just want to talk about two cases. If you soak it in a liquid and it clumps together. Someone just asked me tonight, they're making stuffing out of challah, so they... When we fire it, they crumble it up certainly into pieces less than a kazayas, and it's stuck together, but then they squeezed out the water. But apparently the squeezing out the water doesn't matter. I mean, obviously there was some liquid still there because you see it's stuck together. It can't stick together if all the liquid was squeezed out. So obviously there's still liquid there. So if it sticks together, it's called, it lost the toar lechem, right, and you make a mazonos. There's another din that if you crumble up bread into pieces less than a kazayas and you soak it in water, and this halacha was saying it didn't clump together. So there the poskim talk about if the water, this is what they say, I don't know if I ever saw it, if the water turns white, machmas halechem, then we also assume the lechem lost its suras lechem, and you make a mazonos. I don't know. Everybody see water turn whitish when you soak something in it? Yeah, I don't know. That's what all the poskim say. The same criteria that hamayim mislabnim machmas alechem. So if you're not sure and you don't know, it seems to be hamotzi if the mayim's not mislabbing. But the poskim give an eitzah, so whenever you're not sure about these things, if you cook up the water for just a half a minute till it cooks, it's very little water. So now once it cooks, then already it becomes mazonos for sure. So they say that as an eitzah if you're not quite sure. But if it clumps together, then even if you decided to, again, like I said, squeeze out the liquid right away, but if it's clumped together now, that's stuffing. Apparently stuffing stays clumped together. And so it becomes taka and mazonos. Okay, well, when it comes